truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 7th day of June, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. And that's how we start our shows. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is with EMP Shield. We're going to be talking about the events of the day and how you can help protect your family, your team, by making use of the excellent EMP Shield devices. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here. I don't know if you're familiar with Mike Adams, but I've been following Mike's work for a number of years. I was a guest on his show a couple of months ago. Mike is expressing his concern, backed up by his private sources, and I share his concerns, that since the facts are coming out now about the COVID-19 being a intentionally released biological weapon on the part of Communist China, the Communist China is now moving up their timetable to have a physical invasion of the United States from basically what was going to be maybe 4 to 5 years in the future to, according to Mike Adams and his private sources, between now and the end of this year, especially the next few months. The goals of the Communist Chinese Party have been found out. We have on my website, Andrew, seized copy, a secret copy, and has been translated to English. The top Chinese general, the defense minister, talking to his own top military people, giving the outline for what they want to do, which is basically colonize the United States without Americans being alive. So, Andrew, this brings us home to what you provide, which is a way for people to have their cars, their trucks, their homes, their solar systems, their generators, be safe from the effects of EMP, And, of course, electromagnetic pulses in the inventory of the communist Chinese, isn't it, sir?
It absolutely is. And there's a lot of reason to believe, especially from their lips, that they certainly plan on using it. There is debate on the strategy they'll use to implement the weapon or what type of the EMP weapon they would be willing to use. However, we do know it's in their inventory. China has boasted not only about having EMP capabilities, but also super EMP weapons, which are even more incredibly devastating. I'm assuming most of the listeners already know that China has this plan that's come to place, but to finally have revealed or to have discovered these documents, which I've heard a little bit about, although, John, I do have to say I want to go to your website. I haven't actually read them yet. I've just heard about them, but it's kind of what we've been predicting, we always kind of wonder what the timeline may or may not be, and we hope it's never, to be honest, because of just how devastating it really would be. But China certainly has the United States in their crosshairs, so I guess we're going to have to wait and see kind of...
Along with Central and South America and Africa. Their colonization of Africa has been underway for quite a few years. My very dear friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, he was on assignment in Africa undercover with his counterpart from the U.S. Navy. And he and his counterpart spent a year in sub-Sahara desert, Africa, going from country to country, disguised as American tourists, I believe was their cover, with all the equipment they needed to document the Chinese colonization of Africa, which is to build roads, water treatment plants, power plants, hospitals, airstrips, structures to provide housing for their people. And it's very open. It's no secret. Plus a bonus.
Right.
Plus a big bonus. A highway going all the way from the border of China to the edge of the Red Sea, which is now open for Chinese traffic only. All those countries the highway passes through, anything other than Chinese traffic is prohibited and will be dealt with accordingly.
Gotcha.
What's going on in Africa is what they have planned for here, except they don't need to build infrastructure here. The infrastructure doesn't exist in Africa. So they're building what they need there. They don't need to build it here. Their plan is to seize and take control of a perfectly functioning, intact infrastructure here, especially to grow food.
Yep.
You live in corn country there in Kansas. I assume it's not just corn, but probably a lot of wheat and soybeans also. Between the Rocky Mountains and the Smoky Mountains is some of the most productive farmland on the planet, which includes everything they need to harvest, process, transport, store all these grains and meat that's grown in the Midwest of the United States. That's the real goal. They don't want. They don't. That's, our industry is pretty much shot in the butt. What's left of it. The fat, lazy Americans, they don't care about us one hoot or one way or another. But our farmland, the heartland, the ways to produce and take care of all this food, that's the real goal, isn't it, Andrew? Yes.
Right. That's certainly the way it appears to be. And it's based on what they've been doing, like the way they've been acting, their strategy, the way that they've been talking globally on either, through their government or through the news, and now with these leaked documents. And there's a reason they call it the breadbasket of the world. We do. In the Midwest, we grow enough food for, entire countries. And so it makes sense that they'd want to try to take that. It's just, they're almost a little bit crazy, too, in their strategy, because, they're going to have to try to fight with us, which is obviously going to be not very fun for them, but they've certainly got us in their crosshairs, and if they use EMP weapons, there would certainly be a very high level of death, which is obviously estimated by the Department of Homeland Security to be up to 90% of the population in 1 year. Thankfully, with our technologies, we do have the ability to deter and prevent the negative effects of an EMP, whether it's modern-day structures, electrical systems, vehicles, and so forth.
Well, Andrew, I was blessed that I could attend the classified briefing every morning in Vietnam at the 4th Corps headquarters, pick up documents from the CIA military intelligence, and I knew what was going on in Vietnam. I don't have that kind of access when it comes
right.
to the Chinese Communist Army.
Right.
I don't have that.
Right.
So in that case, what I was trying to do with military intelligence is not to speculate on what they will do, but to make plans
right.
on what they can do. So we don't
right.
know exactly what they will do, but we have a pretty good idea of what they can do, don't we, Andrew?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. We know, at least we believe we know, and this is kind of an assumption on my part, too. I don't get the briefings anymore either. But we believe we have a very firm grasp on their weapons technology and their current just technology in general. I'm sure that they have their own secret projects, just like we probably do. We have an idea on what they are capable of. And I'm sure you'd probably agree, we think we generally know what they're trying to do. We know that they're colonizing other countries other than the United States. Africa, I just recently started hearing about Africa maybe 6 months ago, but it seems like they've been doing that for years.
Oh, yes.
The real question for me is, what is their timeline? Because as a lot of listeners probably are aware, there is projects in place to at least attempt to start protecting infrastructure in the United States, which is critical from a national perspective, national defense perspective. So it depends on how much they know about what we're doing. Obviously we won't talk about anything secret on here either, but it's super interesting. I wish we knew more, actually.
Well, we need to work with what we got, the information we have at hand, which is pretty scary in itself. Now, this is
right.
what makes Mike Adams' video that he put out on June the 4th, just 3 days ago. He believes, and he has some excellent private contacts, that the Communist Chinese feel like they must speed up their timeline, that the revelations
sure.
coming out are very well documented and very strong, that the COVID-19 is both a biological weapon that was created by man and also intentionally released.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand
right.
up to that kind of scrutiny and in the public arena, which is not
mm-hmm.
just the United States, but the entire planet, by the way. So they,
right.
according to Mike Adams and his private sources, the timeline has been speeded up to where the term we're using in the last couple of years is what's now asymmetric warfare involving economic warfare,
mm-hmm.
cultural warfare, biological warfare, that will go kinetic, which means the traditional use of weapons and explosives much
right.
sooner than they anticipated, possibly as soon as the end of the summer, and certainly before the end of this calendar year, which is just a fraction more than 6 months away.
Right.
And this brings us back to, well, we need to keep in mind, we have on talk radio here, Andrew, we have new people every
mm-hmm.
day of the week, people who may have a kind of vague idea of what EMP is or coronal mass ejection.
Sure.
Maybe they may have never heard of a coronal mass ejection. And so we need to
right.
refresh and remind people with this information every week, because we have new listeners every week, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir, we do. Yeah,
so
and I'd be happy
so please,
to explain.
Please, give us a summary of first what a EMP is and the three different types, localized, regional,
yeah.
and nationwide, and then segue right into
yep.
what a coronal mass ejection solar flare is.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those listening, you may have heard the term EMP. It doesn't just come from a video game, although many people think it's not real. EMP is a incredibly catastrophic weapon. It stands for electromagnetic pulse. It is a real thing. It's something that the government's been, you know, at least planning for and trying to prevent the effects of, and, you know, potentially testing for many, many years since the 60s in a mission that they did called Starfish Prime, where they accidentally discovered what an EMP is. And so basically, the primary weapon that would create an EMP is a nuclear weapon, and it would normally be exploded above the atmosphere at around 300 miles is what they say would be the best altitude to get the largest, basically, span across the globe with the largest impact. And so what happens is the nuclear bomb explodes, and it goes up in all directions. So obviously the blast goes down towards the atmosphere, because remember, it's above the atmosphere. It also blasts outwards towards the magnetosphere. And so what this does is actually creates the EMP in three distinct phases. Phase 1 and phase 2 are created by the gamma radiation and the matter that go downwards towards the atmosphere, travel through it, which create a thing called ionization. And so basically ionization is basically, it's the stripping of the electrons from the atmosphere, which are then shot down towards the Earth at incredible rates of speed. So the first phase is the gamma radiation that strips the electrons. The second phase is the matter that's a little bit slower and strips the remaining electrons from the atmosphere. And so these two phases basically go down towards the Earth and induce into everything that's a conductor. So anything that's metal, anything that can transfer electricity or energy, it'll go directly into your car, directly into your home's Romex wiring, into anything. It'll destroy anything with microelectronics. It also induces into the grid, which is a very large antenna. That's phase 1 and phase 2. I call them phases, not... most people refer to them as pulses. I think phases is a more understandable term. So the phase 1 and phase 2 are primarily... They're damaging to the microelectronics. They're very fast, very high voltage DC charges that are induced. The E3 portion is very unique to the E1 and the E2. The third phase is actually, as I explained, the blast goes outwards towards the magnetosphere. Well, when that blast pushes on the magnetosphere, which likes to maintain a certain shape around the Earth, that magnetosphere attempts to get itself back into its normalized state or position. While it's fluctuating, which it does over time, it could happen anywhere from minutes to hours, even potentially days, depending on the size of the explosion that occurs. That fluctuation in the magnetosphere creates a low and slow charge at the surface level of the Earth. And so basically, this is an AC charge that builds the charge across the grid. Because remember, the grid is a very, very large antenna. It's a huge conductor of electricity. It's going to be inducing all of this energy at the ground level of the Earth and build that charge over minutes to hours. So basically, as that charge builds, it then becomes damaging to the grid. It can blow transformers. It can destroy portions of the grid, substations. And it also will go directly into your home, which will fry your home's electronics, your home's electrical system as a whole, because of the heat that's generated from that charge across the grid. So that's what's called a HEMP, high-altitude nuclear EMP event. That would be the primary. That's just considered a regular-sized EMP. There's also what's called super EMP weapons, which can amplify the EMP to incredible levels above what I just explained. What's important to know is that even a regular EMP at 300 miles will span the entire United States. It will roughly go down a third of the portion down into Mexico and also go into Canada as well. That's how large of an area that it will encompass, having this negative effect that I just explained. Now, a solar flare is a little bit different. It's much more highly known that a solar flare exists. What it is, it's basically charged plasma and different things that are basically shot out from the sun. It's something that happens all the time, and we do know that the events that occur as far as large solar flares that hit the Earth do happen cyclically. There's a lot of debate as to how often a large solar flare will hit the Earth. However, the last one that we've actually measured that was catastrophic in nature was in 1859, called the Carrington event. Now, luckily back then, the Carrington event was during a time where there was just the telegraph. And I think I hear the music.
We have a break to call numbers 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of June. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You get a very nice $50 discount on each individual piece of equipment. So if you buy two MP shields for your two cars and one for your home, you get a $50 discount on each piece, don't you, Andrew?
Hundreds of dollars. It is one of the largest discounts that we offer. It's also important for people to know that should there be a sale that comes up, they can usually combine the sale price with the coupon, which is additional savings. So it'll save you just a bunch of money. And I believe that the coupon, what they can do to get it, if I recall, John, is basically go to your website, and then when they click on the EMP Shield picture or the on the site there, it'll actually automatically put that coupon into their cart.
Very nice. Well, what's going on right now, yeah. Andrew, reminds me of, I got to Vietnam the first week of September 1967. We, the Americans, we had a lot of friends among the Vietnamese. They were good people. Many of them were Roman Catholic. They supported mm-hmm. their government. But being a civil war, everybody knew each other. They were related by blood and marriage to Viet Cong. That's just the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And out of their concern for their own safety as well as the Americans, they were letting us know that during the Chinese New Year celebration of Tet in 1968, that the Viet Cong were, mm-hmm. were planning a major offensive against us. Now, fast forward to 2021. We have Mike Adams issuing warnings based on information from private trusted sources. Now, in 1967, right. I acted on the private information I had. The U.S. Army did not mm-hmm. act on it, but 20-year-old Corporal right. John Moore did act on it. 20-year-old Corporal John Moore stored up ammunition, stored up food, and got ready for what he knew was mm-hmm. coming from private sources that didn't have any information in the classified briefings, well, except for the CIA. The CIA had their own information. I got that from them every day, too. But I did take action. I told my buddies, I said, hey, guys, they're going to hit us. They're going to hit us hard. You get that disgusting fruitcake from your parents. Don't throw it away. Keep it in your locker.
Right.
get ammo. Being an outfit that was not considered a combat outfit, we had difficulty getting ammunition, of all things. Getting a hand grenade was damn near impossible.
Right.
But some of my buddies paid heed, but most did not, and most of these guys were all caught yep. with their pants down. So here we are in 2021.
Right.
We're getting private information from a trusted source. Mike Adams is a trusted source. He's a scientist. He's very solid guy. I appreciate Mike yep. and his work. And I'm personally taking action based on Mike's information, just like I did in 1967. I have responsibilities. I have a daughter. I have grandchildren. And I'm not a footloose and carefree 20-year-old anymore. I'm a man with serious responsibilities.
Right.
I want my daughter, my son-in-law, mm-hmm. my family to be safe. So I've got EMP right. shield devices, and I've got made sure my daughter and her family all have EMP shield devices. We've got five people in that family. And I urge people to please consider what you and I are saying today, Andrew,
yeah.
that the statements of the Communist Chinese are very real and very well documented. The timeline is still a bit nebulous. There's no guarantees,
right.
thank goodness, that the Chinese are going to make their move before the end of summer or before the end of this year, which is just a tad over 6 months away. But I can't, given the responsibilities I have, I can't afford to speculate as to whether the information is accurate or not. For the little bit of money it costs, mm-hmm. these EMP shield devices are very economical compared to the protection they provide, don't they, Andrew?
They really are. I mean, even if you're looking at it just from a surge protector lightning perspective, don't even account for the EMP. Just accounting for the 100% lightning protection. Even if that was the only thing you were considering and you got struck by lightning and it protected your house, which it will, it's 100% guaranteed, backed by $25,000, that alone means that it's cheaper than your home's deductible, right? So you purchase a unit for around $300, your deductible, the normal deductible is anywhere from $350 to $500 for a home, not to mention the time and the money that you would have spent just on the lightning damage. Now, looking at the EMP, the coronal mass ejection, solar flare protection, it is incredible value because you, as an example, let's say you have it on your vehicle. This is, I mean, and I'm not trying to oversell this, but this is important for everybody listening to understand. In an EMP event, your vehicle is not going to function. Unless it's an older vehicle that uses no microelectronics, your vehicle is going to cease to function. So the EMP shield, doing what it does, it's a military-certified, military-tested device, will ensure that your vehicle continues to run after an EMP, which means it's a life-saving device. That's just the vehicle. And if you don't mind, John, I'd love to jump in a little bit about what you were discussing with the information that we've gotten. And I understand everybody's got an opinion on what's going on. We hear some things sometimes from,
We'll get to those things after the break. Everybody, I'm waving with bated breath to hear what Andrew's got to say. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a lot there. We're talking about the threat of the communist Chinese. There's in my website here, right next to EMP Shield, the Communist Agenda Exposed, which the top article is a letter written by 120 retired flag rank officers, a warning of a conflict between Marxism and constitutional freedom. Very important, very important. And lots more. The high-level KGB propagandist giving a speech, an interview, a video interview in 1983. The things that Yuri Bezmenov was talking about and warning in 1983 are coming to pass. Also, my website, Energy Cleaners. My friend Tom Berryhill is having issues with getting microchips. He's being diligent about getting them, getting production up to speed, and getting these out the door. I get them out the door. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad, I'm the guy that boxes them up. I take them to the post office myself. So check out the energy cleaner. It might be just the right thing for you if you've got arthritis pain, and if you want to sleep the best night's sleep you've had since a child. You can place your order at my website. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Before the break, Andrew, you're about to tell us some privileged information. Please proceed, sir.
Yeah, thank you. And so what I really wanted to kind of get across is it's actually – it's almost me pleading with people that are listening, and it's important that just listen to what I have to say for a second about information that you receive. A quick background on me. I spent over a decade in psychological operations in the U.S. Army. I've worked all around the world and all the way up to national, international levels of psychological operations. So just keep in mind what I'm about to tell you. Number one, I think people really need to start opening their mind, changing their mind on how they perceive information that they get. Number one, the news and Facebook. So those are the two primary ways that most people are receiving their information. Stop living your life based off of what the news and Facebook is telling you, period, please. And the reason I'm saying this is, as an example, President Trump, the former president, said, "There's a high likelihood this came from China." In the very beginning, it quickly went away. And what do you know, a year, year and a half later, all of a sudden we're right back to what we were 2 weeks after the pandemic began with the exact same messaging. Same with masks. Masks don't work. Masks work. Masks don't work. What I'm saying is don't always trust what you're hearing from the primary mediums of news, like even if it's Fox News or whatever it is, whatever your flavor of news is, or Facebook. That's number one. Don't take everything, don't live your life based on the information that they're giving you. Number two, it's called OSINT, stands for open source intelligence. What John and I have been discussing is information that recently came out from a very credible open source, person that's giving some information that he received from a much higher level source. I'm not saying that you should go live in your bunker because you heard this information, but what I am saying is that for those who are listening, if you hear credible information that could potentially be tied to other information you've heard, it doesn't mean change your life because you heard it, but it does mean maybe make a 3% change to your lifestyle just in case that were to happen, because we all know that we've heard credible information that probably never came true, right? But eventually, and OSINT is something that's used in the military, something that we use all the time. It's one of the best ways to collect information is taking information that's credible from multiple sources to come up with your own potential conclusion based on that information. So all I'm recommending is that people at least put a little bit of weight into what John's referring to and what this information that we recently received. It doesn't mean that tomorrow China's going to invade America. It doesn't mean that they're ever going to do it. But it's super important that you at least listen to what we're saying and say, oh, this is credible, and oh, I've heard these other pieces of information, put them together and help make a plan for yourself that if that were to occur, you're prepared for it. That's kind of what I wanted to get across to people that are listening, because I don't want anybody to get caught unprepared.
Well, and the U.S. Army in Vietnam was caught unprepared. The first morning of the Tet Offensive, I'm laying on my belly, dodging rockets and mortars and gunfire, and I'm thinking to myself, if 20-year-old John Moore, corporal, U.S. Army intelligence, knew this was coming, how come my Army didn't know it was coming? How come I don't have the ammunition I need, the hand grenades I need, the automatic weapons I need? And that was very disheartening to be in that position as a 20-year-old corporal, knowing what was going to be coming for 5 months and not having anything being done about it. Let's see, we got a caller on hold here. Andrew, we got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
I have a question about the Tet Offensive. You said that there was people with that. One of the things that the planners of the Tet Offensive were banking on was to have a fifth column that was active enough that would set up a massive revolt within the civil population. This never materialized. Why not?
Because that was a communist fantasy that had no basis in reality. That's why it didn't materialize.
It was a fantasy.
It was, and history proved it to be a fantasy. There was no rising up of the people. The people didn't want war. They didn't want to rise up against their own government, and they didn't.
The average Vietnamese peasant had come to hate both sides, hadn't they?
Hate, distrust, not want anything to do with them. You're talking about the rice farmers out in the Delta. Of course, they want nothing to do with any government. They weren't about to fight on behalf of any government unless forced to.
All right, and why did they, if they had been able to get arms and ammunition, would they have gone the Kung Sao path and created their own faction and started shooting in both directions, perhaps?
Say again the question.
Would, if they had been able to get arms and ammunition and supplies, would they have set up their own faction and started shooting in both directions?
Well, there was a group of called the Wahas in the Mekong Delta where I was. They were a Buddhist religious sect that they did have their own territory, and they didn't allow anybody in their territory, Viet Cong, Americans, South Vietnamese Army. And so it did, in fact, happen. It was a small group, and they, I don't know how many thousands of acres that they controlled as square miles, but everybody knew, just leave these people alone and everything will be fine.
Okay, but why wasn't that more pervasive than that?
It takes leadership, it takes desire, it takes ability to pull it off and get the logistics, the training, the equipment, everything in order for that to take place. And that's a difficult thing, especially when you got rice farmers whose average yearly income was $10 a year.
All right, so the only other option they would have would be to burn their rice, plant poppies out in the jungle, and use that to finance the operations, correct?
Well, there was no poppies being grown in the Mekong Delta to any extent. It wasn't climate, and the soil wasn't suitable for it.
All right. How does that transfer to 2021? I mean, we already have an uprising going on, sort of simmering right now, correct?
Well, we do, and there's that's been contrived by very high-level people in the media. Yesterday, Joe Biden didn't say a peep about the largest amphibious invasion in modern history, the D-Day invasion at Normandy, France. Instead, he talked about what happened a century ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to stir the pot of racial division and racial hatred. That's what the President of the United States did yesterday.
The anti-president, as an anti-pope.
Anything else, John?
You say that they're going. What is this attack going to be? Is it going to be a cyber attack or what? Or not a cyber attack or a bio attack or what?
Well, the attacks are already happening. There's direct communist linkage to some of the hacking that's gone on. It's called asymmetric warfare. There's about 20 different ways to wage war. And most of them don't include the use of tanks, aircraft, and machine guns. They involve other forms of warfare, and that's already taking place.
Mm-hmm. And I've been communicating with some people on social media, and they seem to be the average guy seems to be pretty largely blind to it. Are they?
Or is what again? What's the question, John?
They're completely not unaware of what's going on. We're not completely unaware, but they don't realize the magnitude of what's going on, correct?
The general public doesn't have a clue. No, of course not. That's a given.
Okay. Well, that's kind of...
Okay, John, thank you for your call, John. Okay. We need to move on.
Right.
Andrew, John makes a good point that the general public doesn't have a clue what's really going on and why, do they, sir?
They don't. And it's kind of been crafted that way. You know, the country as a whole, it feels like they just want to try to always present themselves, even in pandemic, obviously, that everything's going to be fine, everything's perfect, which is understandable because they're trying to control the public, which kind of leads to what I said before is, you know, that they're not always going to tell you the truth. And I don't, if there was something that was going to happen like that, you got to question, would they even want to tell you, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that most people are unaware of the things that are happening on a daily basis.
A friend of mine, we get together about once a year to get caught up. He has a national reputation in his area of expertise, and he plays cards with three medical doctors a couple of times a month. And last time they played cards, the topic of the COVID vaccinations came up. All three doctors had gotten the COVID shots themselves. All three doctors believed, wrongly believed, that the COVID shots were FDA approved. And my friend told me, I said, no, it's not FDA. They have emergency use authorization. They are not FDA approved,
right,
which involves animal testing, which, because of the profit potential of a vaccine for a coronavirus, which is about 20 or so coronaviruses, there's been multiple attempts to have and manufacture coronavirus vaccines, all of which got to the point where they had animal testing, all of which stopped with the animal testing. Why? Because all the animals died. Now, the emergency use authorization that these men and women, boys and girls, all over the planet are being shot up with this stuff, these drugs, these vaccinations, did not have animal testing. We are the animals.
Sure.
And a lot of the experts, the scientists, the doctors whose work I've been following and respect, there is complete consensus that people will die. No consensus on the percentage of people. No consensus on how soon. But the consensus is that a sizable percentage, even if it's only 15%, which is on the low side, we're looking at 50 million Americans dying here. And it will be devastating to our country, to our economy, to our culture, and certainly make us much more vulnerable to our sworn enemies, such as the Communist Chinese. Won't it, Andrew?
Yes, it's interesting. From the beginning, and this is just something I've always asked myself, I'm sure people listening have asked the same thing, but for a virus that has such a low mortality rate, why risk introducing a vaccine that's completely untested? We have no idea what the long-term effects of it are for a virus that is, you know, not that, I mean, don't get me wrong, and it's not me saying it's not sad that people died, because people did die. Just as people died with the flu, you know, and the majority, at least 50% of the people that we're attributing to our mortality numbers from COVID appear to be very elderly people that were in, you know, homes of which they almost allowed that to occur. You know, and there's speculation as to why that happened also, but it just seems kind of odd to me. Everything that's taken place, the numbers that are occurring, the mortality rate, and then the issuance or the you know, giving a shot that's untested, just it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, and then for those who want to get the shot, that's completely your choice. It just doesn't make sense personally to me.
Right. Now, if people want to search my website and find the Chinese defense minister's speech, just scroll down the right side, pretty far down. You'll see a graphic with American Eagle on one side, the Chinese dragon, American flag, Chinese flag, and it says Chinese defense minister's speech right next to the presentation I did in Cincinnati a couple of years ago, The Heavens Were Shaking. So it's on the right side, that panel, and just click on it and read it, and we're living. Now, this speech was made a number of years ago, but the Chinese, they plan decades in advance for major things, don't they, Andrew?
They do, and they're very, very well known for, you know, having a strategy that could be even up to 100 years plus out, and following through with what the plan was. So,
and I'll guarantee, I'll put a $20 bill on this, the Chinese Air Force is not building aircraft that can't be flown in a thunderstorm, and the Russian Air Force is not building aircraft that can't be. I'll guarantee it. I'll put a $20 bill on that. What do you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I would say so as well. That's why I laugh. For those who are listening, up until about 2 months ago, I didn't realize that the 35 in a lot of scenarios couldn't fly in the rain or in a thunderstorm. Once I discovered that, and it appears to be very valid, it almost blows my mind that one of the United States' most expensive aircraft can't do that.
No, I need to correct you. It's not the United States. This is the most expensive combat aircraft ever built, not just the United States.
In the world.
Exactly.
I would assume that they're probably smart enough not to do that.
And getting back to a premise I brought up before, if we can't trust the U.S. government, the United States Air Force, to build an airplane that can fly in a rain, how can we trust them to do much of anything? We got a break.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of June. Visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield. We're hoping that you'll pay heed and take personal responsibility for the safety and protection of your family by getting the EMP Shield devices you need now while you can. Everything's functioning properly. Andrew, you've got everything in inventory ready for immediate shipment, don't you, sir? Andrew? Hello, Andrew.
Oh, Andrew, hello. Still, can Can you hear me?
There you are. I was asking, you still have everything in inventory for ready for immediate shipment, sir?
Yes, sir. Everything's ready to go. If anyone places an order today, it'll ship out either this afternoon or first thing tomorrow morning. And shipping's free in the continental United States, and we ship priority mail. So it usually gets there in 2 to 3 business days.
I just ordered another EMP Shield device the other day, and I think I got it the third day after I placed the order. And so everything's functioning. The internet's up, like the power grid's working, the postal service is working, and this opportunity exists right now. Will it exist months into the future? We can't say, can we?
We really can't. I mean, you never know what's going to happen in the future. So kind of like I say at the end of every show, there's literally no better time than now. We don't plan on going anywhere, but the sun or an adversary might have something else in mind. So you never know.
That's right. That's right. Well, you can study up on the EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there and get your very nice $50 discount on each individual piece of equipment. You're going to want one for each of your vehicles. You're going to need it for your home, your generator. If you've got solar panels, the control units are at risk. And once that's done, you really have some peace of mind, don't you, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Even the ability to go from point A to point B in your vehicle after an EMP is really life-saving and critical. So I'd recommend most people at least start by considering a vehicle model. And if you have a backup power system, like a generator, solar, and you want to protect your house, I'd recommend looking at that next.
Well, we saw this on September 11th. It took about 4 hours for the nation to wake up and understand what was going on. It was about noon before things started happening that were out of the ordinary. So if you've got EMP Shield device on your vehicle, you can make use of those 3 or 4 hours to make that trip that would be difficult, if not impossible, 8 or 10 hours or a day later, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us, sir. We don't want to be cut off by the music. Appreciate it. And we'll have you back next Monday, sir.
Yep, thank you, sir. Talk to you next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Yes, I was hoping for years that there would be a similar device manufactured. Stan Deo was instrumental in helping get this all going, and Stan's no longer involved in the day-to-day operation. But I've known Stan for, I guess about 20 years or so. He's been on my show, and I've had Holly on my show, his wife, a number of times also. Stan's a scientist and a brilliant man, by the way. So we just had confirmation of Stan's early involvement with EMP Shield, and I'm glad that he was involved and helped bring this product to the public. Here's our break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews. We'll have Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.